Our story is about the famous Onkelos. The Torah, from the very beginning, really, of the formation of the Jewish people, the Torah gives us a concept of a ger. We see it back in the day, in the times of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu has a nefesh asher asu v'charan. Avraham is not only about him and his family, but rather there's the capacity for others to join. And the Jews, even in Egypt, we haven't yet gotten the Torah at Sinai, and already Hashem is describing to us the ger, that there will be a concept for non-Jews to join the Jewish people. And this is a phenomenal concept. You don't have to be born into it. We will accept other people. And this is a concept that was radical in the day. Any other religion and any other people had a caste system, and if you wanted to join, then you were on the lowest level. We see Avraham Avinu, as respected as he was, he felt himself, I'm a ger, I'm a stranger, do me a favor, let me bury my dead. We see, and then also you see it in history. Really, it took centuries till the world came to this concept, that people can convert and can be accepted as equals. And we have it from the beginning. The Torah gives us this concept. Not only are gerim accepted as equals, but we have special mitzvot to assist the ger, to be extra kind, to love the ger, to be understanding of the ger. At the end of the day, a guy comes into Judaism, he doesn't have the financial backing of a family, he doesn't have the social network that people who were born into it will naturally have. So the Talmud tells us in Avodah Zarah that there was a Roman king named Adrian. And Adrianus had a nephew, his sister's daughter. His name was Onkelos. And Onkelos had great respect for the sages. He liked to hear their teachings. And as he learned more and more, he came to the conclusion that he wants to convert. And he converted into Judaism, and not only converted, but became one of the greatest rabbis of Jewish history. Onkelos the Ger. Now, we sometimes think that if a person is a ger, and he really means it, then he will always be consistent. He will be unwavering in his dedication. And the Medrash tells us that even Onkelos, the giant Onkelos, and we have a mitzvah every Shabbos, we learn Onkelos' work, Onkelos' translation on the Torah, we'll get back to that. Even this giant named Onkelos, even he, at one point he was learning Torah, and he came across the verse that says, God loves the ger, he gives him clothing and bread. Now Onkelos was a prince before he became Jewish, he was the king's nephew. So Onkelos turned to his rabbis and said, that's it. God says he loves me. He'll give me bread and a garment. I had that before I came here. So one of his rabbis said, what do you mean? You're taking bread and clothing for granted? Yaakov Avinu prayed to God. He said, do me a favor. V'natan li lechem le'chol uveged lilbosh. God, if you only give me what to eat and what to wear, then I will come back. I will erect a temple, etc., etc. That's all Yaakov Avinu asked of God. Onkelos wasn't too happy with the answer. He went to another one of his rabbis and he said to him, Onkelos, there's a deeper meaning to that verse. V'ohev ger, God loves the ger, latet lo lechem, that God gives the ger of his own bread. That's referring to the holy bread in the Beit HaMikdash. A true ger, Hashem will help him out. His daughter might marry a kohen. His grandson could be the kohen gadol. His grandson could be the one who's dishing out the holy bread in the temple. Simla, you think it means an ordinary garment? God says, I love the ger. He has capacity that his grandson will wear the great garments. You, Onkelos, you could see your own grandson wearing the garments of the kohen gadol. Simla doesn't mean an ordinary garment. The Medrash says that rabbi saved him because Onkelos was ready to leave. Sometimes people think, if I became a ger, so I have to be unwavering. We try to be unwavering, but it's natural that sometimes a person has hardships. And even the great Onkelos, It says in the Medrash Rabbah, on that pasuk, or in the, on the pasuk of Latet, V'natan li lechem lechol, what Yaakov Avinu said, on that pasuk, the Medrash Rabbah quotes this story. Now, when Adrian, when Adrianus heard that his nephew became Jewish, and he was a virulent anti-Semite, he wasn't pleased. How could it be that his own nephew would become a Jew? So he summons Unculus. And he wants to explain to Unculus why it is a grave error to be Jewish. And he is going to convince him to return to pagan life. And if not, he will torture him until Unculus agrees. So Adrian sends a battalion of soldiers to the land of Israel. And he tells them, go, put Unculus in shackles, and bring him before me. Unculus is at home one day, and there's a knock on the door. He opens the door, and there are a group of soldiers standing outside. So Unculus welcomes them in. He says, gentlemen, come on in. The soldiers see that Unculus is so warm and welcoming. They figure, okay. They come in. They start talking. And then Unculus starts talking to them philosophy. And after Unculus finishes explaining to them what Judaism is all about, these Roman soldiers, they say, hey, this makes sense. Teach us more. And he teaches them more. And at the end of the day, they say, we want to convert too. So they all converted and remained in Israel and never returned to the Roman emperor. The emperor is waiting and waiting, and his soldiers never returned. He wasn't too pleased. So he sent another battalion, and he told this battalion, don't you talk to him. You come in, don't listen to him, just put him in shackles and bring him here. Again, Unculus is home one day, and there's a knock on the door. The soldiers come in, and Unculus again welcomes them warmly. They're not interested in hearing. The king told him, just take him and bring him. Now, he understands what's going on. He says, I understand the king doesn't want you to talk to me Torah, but I'll tell you something that's not Torah. But let me just ask you a question. You know, when you guys travel with one of the governors, one of the king's officers, so then he has a lower officer who stands before him and holds the light for him, right? Do you ever find that the higher officer holds the lamp for the lower officer? No. Yeah, the lower officer holds it for the higher officer, right? Would the king ever hold a lamp for anyone? So the soldier said, no, well, of course not. So Unculus says to them, you know, the people of Israel are loved by God, and he loves them so much that everyone knows when they were in the desert, God himself held the lantern for them. He gave them light for 40 years. He's the king of all kings. You see how much God loves Israel? The soldiers stop. They think. They think some more. And they say, we want to know more. They don't listen to the king. They hear more about Judaism. They become Jewish. And now the king doesn't have Unculus, nor does he have the second battalion of soldiers. Now he's really upset. He sends a third group of soldiers, and he says to them, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him Torah. Don't talk to him anything else. Just bind him and bring him here. The third group of soldiers come, they don't say a word. They grab Unculus, they put him in shackles, and they start taking him out of the house. And as they're about to take him out of the house, Unculus puts his hand on the mezuzah and smiles. Now, the soldiers who were impressed to begin with Unculus, everyone's heard how Unculus has outwitted his uncle twice. This third group of soldiers, they look at Unculus, and they ask him, why are you so happy? We're taking you in shackles to your uncle, the king. You have any clue what torture is waiting for you? How could you smile? Unculus says, did you ever hear of such a phenomenal concept? The whole world, look around, you'll see. Kings have all these officers guarding them all around. But God isn't like that. He has his servants, us the people of Israel. We sit in the houses and he guards us on the outside. He tells us, put a mezuzah where you put my name in, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You put a mezuzah and I'll protect you. And from here we derive this halachic concept that the mezuzah protects a Jewish home. That's why when you have a choice where to put a mezuzah on the doorpost, we say put it as far out as possible. Meaning don't put it in the very center of the doorpost, but quite the contrary, put it on the most outer part of the doorpost so that you have protection all the way out to the outside of the doorpost. The Roman soldiers hear this, and again, Unculus has broken the silence. Again, he convinces them to become Jewish. They all become Gerim. And when the king saw the 3rd battalion didn't come back, so he saw he couldn't touch Unculus, and he didn't send another group of battalions. So this is the famous story of Unculus. Now, Unculus was a great disciple, and he took down the Targum that we have on tradition going back to Moshe, a translation of the Torah, and he wrote it in a very, very exacting form. And Chazal instituted a rabbinic mitzvah that every week, every Jew is supposed to read the parsha twice and once with Unculus's translation. Because Unculus's translation was into Aramaic, and Aramaic was the spoken language in the day of Chazal. So Chazal made a rabbinic mitzvah. Every week a Jew is supposed to read Shnayim Mikra, twice the verses of the Parsha, Ve'echad Targum, and once the translation, the Targum of Unculus. And you'll see, in most printed Chumashim, you have the Chumash, beneath that you have Rashi, and on the inside of the page you have the Targum, that's Unculus. Unculus's translation. And Unculus's translation, we have on tradition, it goes all the way back to Sinai. But Unculus was the one who wrote it down accurately and exactly, so we call it Unculus's Targum.